today's video, I'm going to share the three secrets to endurance in sales and business. Now, when most people think of the word endurance, they think of something physical, like training for a marathon or an ultra marathon or something like an Ironman triathlon. But when I think of the word endurance, I think of the actual definition, which is the ability to continue or last despite adversity. And so to me, when I really think about the value of endurance, I think of the mindset, the strategies, and the principles that you can apply to any sort of long-term meaningful goal. And if you are somebody who works in a corporate environment, if you are somebody who works in a competitive, stressful environment, these are the exact skills that you need to master in order to overcome the adversity that is going to come your way, break through plateaus, and achieve like your ultimate performance as an individual and as a business. And so first, let's start to talk about it. And the first question that I have is, what am I describing here? It's a nearly impossible challenge. It requires consistent daily effort. A small percentage of people are willing to take this on. There's guaranteed adversity, and there's something that requires training and a strong mindset, and there are moments when you want to give up. What am I describing here? Well, I'm describing both business and endurance, because business is essentially an endurance event. Sales is an endurance event. There are long sales cycles. There's so many days and moments when you're unsure, like if you even want to keep going, if you want to take that next step. But the ones who succeed are the ones who are able to consistently perform over the long term to achieve results. And so that's why I always think about these things as the exact same. And ultimately, like the whole point of what I'm trying to share today is that salespeople and business owners need to think, feel, and act like endurance athletes. So you need to think, feel, and act like an endurance athlete in order to be successful. And that's ultimately what I want you to understand, is that you are an endurance athlete if you work in a competitive, stressful environment. And if that's true, then I want you to learn the strategies from endurance athletes and ultimately train like one. I want to challenge you to like take this mindset and fully embrace it and sign up for something, challenge yourself, and do something really hard because of who it will help you become along the way. So for me, this is a picture from my first triathlon. It was a sprint triathlon. And 10 years ago, I was challenged by my father-in-law to do a triathlon. At the time, I didn't own a bike. I didn't swim for exercise, and I really didn't really run for exercise either. But I wanted to kind of be a part of the family. I was motivated by this new challenge. And ever since then, I got absolutely hooked on endurance sports. And since then, I've done 7 full and half Ironmans. I've done 3 ultra marathons, a 50K, a 50 miler, and a 100 miler. I've done 29029 Everesting. And I've recently completed the Ultraman Florida event, which is a 3-day, 321 mile ultra triathlon. So I have been in the arena of endurance for over 10 years and achieved some big races. But the main thing that I've gotten out of it is the mindset, the habits, and the strategies that I've applied to my corporate career in working for a startup at an edtech startup, and then ultimately my own entrepreneurial journey, where I started my podcast 3 years ago. When I first started, I decided to do a podcast every single day for a year and have been able to grow my coaching business to be my full-time career and absolutely loving it. So to me, endurance is not just a physical thing. It's really all about how do you build inner endurance for everyday life and for your entrepreneurial, for your sales, for your business goals. And this capability is within all of us. We just need to be taught, and we just need to put ourselves in situations to where we can discover it for ourselves. So the real value is when you apply the mindset and habits of endurance athletes to your sales and to your business. So let's get into kind of like the three keys. The first one, whenever I'm getting ready for a big event, the biggest question that I get is, how do you mentally prepare for a big race? How do you mentally prepare yourself to run 100 miles? How do you mentally prepare yourself to cover 321 miles in 3 days of a triathlon. And I have done a lot of different things to prepare for big races, but this was the most important for me during my first 100-mile ultramarathon, which was last year in October. And when I first, when one of my friends 5 years ago first asked me if I ever thought I could run 100 miles, I said no, because I didn't think I was physically capable of it. But ultimately, I built up the courage, and I was able to get to a point where I felt like I had a chance to complete it. And so when it comes to preparing for a race like that, one of the first things that I try and do is visualize. And I visualize myself from the very beginning to the end of the race, and I see it going perfectly. And that's what most people do. But then from there, I start to anticipate what are all of the potential issues that could come up during a race, and I visualize myself overcoming those. So before my first 100-mile ultra, I started listing out what are the things that I was actually afraid of happening. Things like getting injured during the 100-mile race, getting sick, getting nauseous, and not being able to finish were just a few things that came to mind. And whenever I start to think about the issues that pop up, I always go through a framework called think, prevent, and recover, or think, prepare, and act. And the first thing that I do is I list out what are all of the things that I'm secretly thinking could throw me off. What are the things I'm secretly afraid of happening? Then in the next column, I list out what are all the things that I can do to prevent that from happening. And then after that, I list out if this thing that I'm secretly afraid of happening does happen, what are two things that I will say to myself, and what's one action that I'll take? So it's not that I try and avoid the adversity during an event. It's that I expect it, because when you're doing something for 100 miles, around 24 hours, like, things are going to go wrong. And it's not a question of if they're going to go wrong. It's a matter of when. And so if we know that these things are going to happen, then the best thing that we can do is proactively list them out, prepare for them, and proactively rehearse how we are going to recover. And so this is ultimately the first key to build endurance for your sales goals, for your business goals, for your corporate goals. You want to commit to the end result. Like, set the goal, but you really want to prepare for adversity in a proactive way, to where you know it's going to happen and you know how you're going to respond to it. So that's the first thing, is to really prepare for the adversity and proactively rehearse how you're going to respond. Now, one of the best ways that you can apply this right now is when you think about your sales goal, when you think about your business goal that you're working towards, whatever that corporate goal is. First thing you want to do is think about, what are you secretly worried about happening? Then list out all the things that you're afraid of. Then list out right next to it, how can you prevent it from happening? And then the last thing is, if this thing that you're afraid of happening does actually come up, what are one to two things that you will do, or what are some things that you will say to yourself? And I guarantee if you do that, you're going to feel more prepared for the adversity. Now, the second key, when you first start thinking about doing something hard, when you first start thinking about signing up for a race, a lot of people think, you know what, maybe I could do this. You know, maybe if with this framework that I have, maybe you're starting to think, you know what, I think I could actually do something really hard. But if I were to ask you, how many of you think you could train for a Ironman? How many of you, if I were to ask you, could you actually complete a 2.4-mile swim, 112-mile bike, and then a marathon at the end? How many of you who are listening to this think, like, you could actually do it? Well, a lot of people might say that they wouldn't be able to do it. But if I were to ask you, could you go for a 15-minute run next Tuesday, or a 25-minute run next Tuesday, how many of you think that you could actually complete that? So this is where the power of your mind comes in. And what I'm showing here is, when most people think of training for an Ironman, they think of doing like a marathon every single weekend. you think of training on the bike for 5 or 6 or 7 hours. But the reality is that there is a progressive impact. There's a progressive training overload that happens when you are training for a big event. And what I'm showing here is the Just Finish program. So this is like one of the first weeks of an Ironman training program, and it's anywhere from 24 to 30 weeks, I believe, for this training plan. And what is on the training plan is it's just a 15-minute bike. There's a 15-minute run, and then there's a 30-minute run. So the first week is literally just biking for 15 minutes and running for 15 minutes. So this is one of the most important keys or principles when it comes to achieving massive goals and building endurance. Is what you need to do is you need to break down your massive challenge. When I think about completing an Ironman, I don't think about doing the full distance. I break it down to just the most manageable, digestible piece that I can complete. When it came to running 100 miles, the only thing that I thought about was running 10 miles 10 times. Because when you think about running 100 miles, it's just so overwhelming for your mind. But when you think about running 10 miles, that's something that I've done hundreds of times, and it becomes much more manageable. So the best way to break this down and to apply this is to think about what are your business goals? What are your sales goals? Whatever that the goal is for your competitive environment, what are the goals over the next 1, 3, and 5 years? And if they scare you, how can you break it down into smaller, more manageable pieces? And this is where you start to ask yourself, what do I need to focus on this month? What do I need to focus on this week? And what do I need to focus on today in order to actually achieve that? And this is where, when it comes to endurance, one of the most important principles is that of consistency. And the best athletes are the ones who are the most consistent. It's also true in sales or in business. The best performers are the ones who are consistently showing up and getting the job done on a daily and a weekly and a monthly basis. So if you take your massive goal, you break it down into smaller, more digestible pieces, and you're consistent, you're going to be successful. So that is the second piece. So far, we've talked about committing to the end and preparing for adversity. We've talked about breaking down your massive challenge into smaller, more digestible pieces. And now we're getting into the third key. And this is another big question that people ask endurance athletes, and I'm always very curious about with other athletes, is how do I keep going when I want to give up? How do I keep like the faith when I get rejected so many different times on calls? How do I keep going when the prospect is not as responsive, or they keep delaying things, and the chances of the deal going through seem to be lower? Like, this is where the top performers separate themselves from everybody else. So what are the things that endurance athletes think about? So for me, this is one of the biggest things that I focus on during the Ultraman, which is the 3-day, 321-mile ultra, is this question of adversity. It's not like if it's going to happen. It's just how do you respond to it? And whenever I am in a low, if I'm in a low in the Ultraman, if I'm in a low in a race, the number one thing that I tell myself is this is temporary. This is temporary, because there are multiple lows and there are multiple highs during a race, but they're both temporary. And so then the next thing that I tell myself is, if this is temporary, then I just need to get to the next aid station. So in a triathlon or in an ultra, an aid station is a place that has food, it has support, it has rest, it has an opportunity to reassess with your plan and then recommit to the end goal. So this is one of the most important things that you can do if you're starting to doubt yourself, if you're starting to be in a low when it comes to your business and your goals, is remind yourself that in the hardest moments, what you need to do is tell yourself that this is temporary and you need to get to the next aid station when things get hard. So the reality is it takes time and it takes consistency in order to achieve your goals. I've seen this with my podcast. I've seen this with my business. I've seen this with everything in every area of my life. But the truth is, if you keep going, if you remain consistent, it's inevitable that you will be successful. Like, this is where the power of endurance really comes through, because most people give up before they are at the finish line. Most people just give up because it's hard. Most people give up because they're not seeing the results. But this is where you can separate yourself in the corporate environment with the endurance principles. And so the best way to apply this is, if you're struggling right now, remind yourself, this is temporary, and how can you get to the next aid station? And for you, like, what is your next aid station? What is that place where you have people that can support you? You can have food, you can have opportunity to rest, you can have an opportunity to reassess and recommit, and go there today. And so as we're just kind of wrapping up here, the three keys to applying endurance to sales and business goals, it comes down to, number one, committing to the end, but preparing for adversity. Number two, breaking down your massive challenge into smaller, more digestible pieces. And number three, when you are in a low, tell yourself that it is temporary and just get to the next aid station. So this is, I hope that this was helpful for you, because this is, I believe, one of the best ways that you can separate yourself if you're in sales, if you're in business, if you're an entrepreneur, is to adopt the mindset and the habits and the strategies of endurance athletes. I believe that it's something that's going to separate you and put you on the exact path that you want to be.